Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Brenda Ruiz, in for Aaron Allen, and this is The Rundown. This city is the place to be for music. It's the birthplace of house music, and you can hear Chicago's influence in jazz, soul, gospel, the blues. The list goes on. The pandemic has not been easy on local artists and venues, but many have weathered the storm. As we head into the best concert-going months of the year, WBEZ has you covered with our Spring Culture Guide. Alejandro Fernandez is a freelance writer, and he rounded up a list of spring concerts and music festivals you should hit. He broke down his Chicago music scene faves for Aaron.
My background is I do a lot of music journalism, specifically on like the rap and hip-hop scene. So I was kind of, you know, already privy to like what was happening within that genre for sure.
Yeah. Within the guide, there are a few shows that are still coming up. Spring is getting away from us, but we are still here. One of them is Babyface Ray. You know, I'm from Detroit. I don't know if I told you this. I didn't know that. Correct. I'm from Detroit. And so when I saw Babyface Ray, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, tell me how Detroit is showing up in Chicago this spring.
Yeah, so you probably already know then, but I've been following like the Detroit's music scene, Michigan in general, because, you know, there's like Flint and like the surrounding areas.
Yes.
I've been following for like a few years now while I was still in school. I really like during that time, I was like, yo, like these guys in a few years are going to like take over, like, you know, the national, in my opinion, like the same way how like Chicago did 10 years ago, like Chief Keef and drill music, or like Atlanta with like Young Thug and Free Young Thug, by the way, and like the rest of like Slime Life, you know. I just saw that similar thing was like bubbling. And then I feel like now we're finally starting to see that kind of like that national breakthrough. Babyface Ray is definitely like one of the main artists coming out of Detroit right now for sure. But then there's other guys too, like Baby Tron. You know, T Grizzly was kind of like the one who kind of first, I guess, made that crossover.
Yeah, when it comes to Detroit rap, for sure.
Yeah, they have like a specific sound, but then even guys like the Loopers, Danny Brown, like the whole Bruiser Brigade, which had like a completely different sound.
So I love me some Zaloopers.
Yeah, man. You already know. It's lit.
Yeah. So Babyface Ray is going to be here. What are you excited about for that show?
I mean, I'm excited about also for like his two opening acts.
Okay.
So V's and Shani Bin Laden, who are like two up and coming acts for sure. V's actually had the privilege of interviewing about a year ago, actually.
Oh, nice.
He had a show in Joliet. So that was dope. And I think, like, I just have, like, a strong suspicion, call it intuition, that, you know, he might bring out some special guests. Lil Durk was a guest. I was a feature on his last album. So, I mean, it only makes sense. So I feel like he might bring out some special guests for sure.
Okay, nice. Something to look forward to. And then I want to get into this electronic music thing. You know, again, we're here, you know, in the home of house music. We got into Detroit a little bit, the home of techno. Now, putting electronic music with R&B and rap is getting real popular again with Drake's album that came out last year and then, of course, Beyoncé's Renaissance. But Rico Nasty has a show coming up in Chicago soon, and she's been doing punk electronic rap for a while now. What are you looking forward to seeing from her?
So I actually had the chance to shoot like photography, like her last concert here. It was a Red Bull show with Danny Brown. And that was just a very lively show. It was my first time seeing both of them live, but Rico in particular had just really awesome energy.
Yeah.
She totally comes in with like that rock star energy for sure.
Yes.
So I'm definitely expecting that. And then like, so that venue for that Red Bull show was at Radius, which is a lot bigger space.
Okay.
But this one is going to be at Avondale Music Hall, I believe, which is more smaller, so which I think is going to only add to that energy, like real mosh pit vibes, real like, you know, it's going to be hectic for sure, but in a good way, very positive, you know, a lot of good cathartic energy.
Yes, get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In your piece, you say that she is criminally underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I mean, I think a part of it is because, like, she does kind of make kind of like that rock sound. I mean, not that that sound isn't popular, but I feel like people, whenever they think about that sound, they usually point to guys like maybe like Playboi Carti, okay, or Lil Uzi Vert, you know, more mainstream. Obviously, you know, you could say that there's a gender issue with it too. Obviously, she's a female artist.
Yeah, I feel like rap and punk, or electronic even, you don't think about a lot of women and femmes. Let's talk about Sueños Festival. This is a time to check out some of those more indie, Latine, Latinx artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what we get as far as that type of artist, that artist with that Latinx background, is Bad Bunny in the mainstream. Tell me about some of the indie, more underrated folks that are going to come through in that festival.
Yeah, so obviously, like, shout out Bad Bunny. You know, he's a generational talent for sure. I'm just saying this because I don't want to, you know.
No, we love Bad Bunny.
But no, I do have an issue with, like, how mainstream media focuses almost exclusively on him, as if there isn't a whole island of, I mean, not just island, a whole, you know, the Caribbean is a region, you know, and then that's just the Caribbean, right? But then there's also artists coming out from like Central America, South America.
Yeah, you got continents. You know,
literally, yeah. So, and they're all just as talented as him, in my opinion. One of the acts on that bill, actually, his name's Eladio Carrion, who's he's another Puerto Rican rapper. He's probably one of my favorite, like, top five artists, period. I think I would put him, like, bar for bar with any, like, you know, American rapper, in my opinion. Like, if you actually, like, break down his lyrics and, like, you know, translate them, like, he be spitting.
Yeah. What do you love about it?
So he has a lot of wordplay, which I love as a writer.
Okay.
Specifically, he also references, like, a lot of, like, pop culture and, like, anime. And, like, as a nerd,
ooh,
I'm really into that. He has, like, one line specifically, or, like, translated, where he has, like, $250,000 off of Pokemon cards. And I relate to that because I collect and sell Pokemon cards. So it's like, it's not every day I could relate to a rapper over something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's really good. Mike Towers is another really phenomenal artist. Feed, he's like one of the headliners.
Okay.
He's like an up-and-coming artist. He's from Colombia. I'm trying to think who else. Ivy Queen, she's like a legend in like reggaeton. Like, she's kind of like one of the pioneers for sure. Nah. Not just for the genre, but also just for, like, female, like, reggaetoneras, for sure.
Wow.
So, like, she's, like, someone who I was happy to see her on the bill. Wisin y Yandel. They're, like, other OG legends. So, it's, like, that. But then even, so that's focusing on, like, the reggaeton part. But there's even going to be, like, some Grupo Firme. They're, like, a Mexican banda, which is, like, you know, when you think of, like, mariachis or things like that. It's,
okay,
like, It's known as norteños. It's like regional Mexican music. So it's kind of like, it's very interesting.
Am I hearing the word north?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's where it kind of like originates from.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Like that northern region of Mexico. It's so it consists of like a, you know, band ensembles, guys playing accordions because, like, for whatever reason, there's some German influence if you look at the history of Mexico.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a little bit, it's something for everyone from, like, all parts of, like, Latin America for sure.
Okay. Who is from Chicago in there, do you know?
The people who are from Chicago and Sueños, I think, only are, like, the DJs.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so the DJs that are there are going to be DJ Chava, I believe. There's a Sorry Papi dance party, which is like a group of like different female DJ artists, and they're cool too because like they exclusively serve shows for like femme people, you know, like their events are specifically a safe space for like femmes and women to like come and, you know,
nice,
and just like have fun without having to worry about, you know, some like creepy dudes. So the Chicago representation unfortunately isn't necessarily in like the main acts, but we'll still be there in terms of, like, the DJs. You know, we're still there setting the vibe for the whole show.
Got you. Well, that's what DJs do.
Mm-hmm.
So you had talked about, was it Feed?
Yeah.
I see that they're a headliner. And I'm wondering, I've seen you write before that they're about to make a mainstream crossover. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So even though, like, right now for sure, like I mentioned before, mainstream media really focuses only on one specific person. Slowly but surely, I'm starting to see like little inklings of like, okay, there's, you know, this radio station just had this guy on a, so like they're slowly but surely making their way. Will they be at the same level of Bad Bunny? I don't know, because he's honestly like a generational artist for sure. Yeah. But Fee's last album was like super big. I feel like he's really just like blown up, at least in like the Latin community in like the last year or two. I'm starting to see like little inclinations of like, okay, this American outlet is starting to pay a little bit of attention to them, even if it's not necessarily to the same extent as like a Bad Bunny or like a J Balvin. Like, it's something that will only grow.
We all want to have that notch in our belt of like, I knew them, you know, back back when they first started. And
I could say that about a lot of artists, to be honest.
Exactly.
That's my biggest flex.
I mean, it's a flex for sure, because, you know, you can say you're a true fan, you know, and it's really dope to see these different artists kind of grow and really go big. You had put out a call out to folks to share some of the events that they didn't see listed in your article. I'm wondering if you got any good suggestions.
I mean, I had actually reached out to some people, like, just personally, and they put me on to some stuff that was happening, too. So there's going to be, like, Hyde Park Fest and Taste of Randolph, both happening in the weekend of Juneteenth. I know at Taste of Randolph, Diggable Planets is actually going to be there.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. So all the hip hop
throwback
for sure.
Yes.
Jimmy LaWood's going to be there. Rich Jones, who's another local artist who's super talented.
Well, you're putting me on so much right now, so I appreciate that. Anything that you are geeked about that didn't make it into the guide?
Yeah. Larry June, shout out Uncle Larry. He's one of my favorite rappers for sure. For those who aren't familiar, he makes just like having like a regular life sound like the coolest thing. Like, he literally has a song where like his opening lyrics is, I'm bored as F. I got nothing to do. So F it. I just hopped in the coupe. It's Monday, my favorite day of the week. Some don't like it, but not me. And like, you know, when you think of like rap and hip hop, you know, you know, obviously like in Chicago, drill music's so popular. And, you know, there's always these debates like, oh, you know, gangster rap, da 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 da. But then here's this guy who just raps about drinking smoothies and, like, riding his bike. And he makes it sound like the coolest thing in the entire universe. It's really positive music. So I could talk about Larry June all day.
Yeah. The mundane is relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, man. But he still makes it sound epic. So that's one person, Larry June. A thing I also mentioned, Dreamer Isioma. They're a non-binary trans artist who I don't even know how to describe what genre they make, because they make, like, I guess everything from, like, a little bit of rock, a little bit of R&B, some jazz in there, you know, just one of those multifaceted artists. And I'm trying to think, who else did I? Oh, yeah. Anuel Doble A. Yeah, so he's another super popular reggaeton artist from Puerto Rico. So he's going to be playing Allstate Arena. Is like, so like, you know how like when all the big artists in like America comes to Chicago, they play at like the United Center.
Yeah.
For like the Latino artists, Allstate Arena is like their like United Center. So it's sure to be like a sellout show. A lot of people.
Nice.
He actually kind of came up at the same time as Bad Bunny. He actually has a real cool origin story. I like to call him like the Puerto Rican Gucci Mane, because he actually, like, for, like, the first half of his career, he was, like, in jail, but, like, still releasing, like, music from behind bars. And and ever since he come out, his sound shift a little bit. You know, his sounds are definitely a little bit more poppy now compared to, like, when he was still in prison. I prefer, like, more rap-heavy stuff, but, you know, I get why he made that more pop sound, because it makes money. And it's still good. So shout out Anuel. He's definitely one of my favorite reggaeton artists for sure.
Nice. So that's going to be sooner, a little bit sooner, right, in May?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. So thank you for that rundown. I'm excited to check some of this stuff out. I want to just kind of speak to the average person, somebody who's not deep in this like you are. What should we use to curate our own personal guide like this? So, like, should we pick a venue and just go with that? Should we focus on festivals? Like, what should be the guiding lights when a person wants to set themselves up for a nice music experience this time of year?
Yeah, so definitely, like, neighborhood, street fest is definitely where it's at. I believe, you know, the Puerto Rican Fest is happening in Humboldt Park, not too far away either. So, you know, just stuff like that. There's always stuff happening in different neighborhoods in Chicago.
And you so can legit, go neighborhood-based.
Legit, yeah. Okay. Like legit. Because then it's also kind of like you're killing multiple birds with one stone because you're going to a different part of the city that maybe you don't spend too much time in. So you get to see what the vibe is over there, check out the local businesses over there, get put on to select new local artists too, just enjoy the vibes. And just also, like, you know, depending on, like, how introverted, extroverted you are, also, like, maybe talk to the people and just make some new friends.
Yes.
So, yeah, going to, like, the local neighborhood fest is definitely just a good way of just, like, getting yourself out there,
okay.
I would say. But then also I would recommend following different local outlets that cover music in the city. So I'll say, like, These Days Magazine, they do a really good job of, like, promoting a bunch of, like, underground artists here in the city and, like, promoting shows. Real Ones show, they're like a multifaceted thing. They host different shows around the city too, but then they also like do a really great job of like promoting artists, not just from like locally but just around the country as well. So yeah, shout out These Days, shout out Real Ones. Yeah, and then just like just use the internet, man. The internet is going to be your best friend. If you want to, like, people always talk about like, oh, there's no good new music out for, you know, whatever genre or whatever. It's like, bro, like, do you not have Google? Do you not have Twitter? Like, I mean, I will admit I probably spend more time on the internet than the average person. But, you know, if literally if you just take like 10 minutes to just do a little bit of digging, you could come out with some real gold.
Alejandro Hernandez is a freelance writer who contributed to our spring culture guide here at WBEZ. Alejandro, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. Once again, it's an honor and privilege.
This is the third of four conversations we're having with folks about what to get into now that it's really, really spring. And it's based on WBEZ's Spring Culture Guide, which you can find at WBEZ.org. You can read Alejandro's article, 14 Top Chicago Concerts to Catch This Spring, from Hip Hop to Jazz, on our website as well. And that's it for today. Thanks to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing The Rundown and to Ariel Van Cleef for editing the show. Aaron Allen engineered this episode, and our theme music is by Louis Weeks. I'm Brenda Ruiz. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you Monday morning.